This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday, during a lightning tour of the Middle East, said that Washington was reviewing Hamas's response to a ceasefire agreement and that he would discuss it with Israeli officials when he visits the country this Wednesday.
There's still a lot of work to be done, but we continue to believe that an agreement is possible and indeed essential, and we will continue to work relentlessly to achieve it.
U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas earlier issued a statement saying it had submitted its response to a ceasefire proposal. The proposed deal, drawn up more than a week ago by U.S. and Israeli spy chiefs at a meeting with the Egyptians and Qataris, would secure the release of remaining hostages held by militants in Gaza in return for a long pause to the fighting. U.S. President Joe Biden blamed former U.S. President Donald Trump for blowing up a bipartisan border security agreement. Details from VOA's Steve Herman in Washington.
The likely Republican Party presidential nominee, Donald Trump, is responsible for intimidating Republicans to back away from the bipartisan border security bill, according to President Biden, because Trump would prefer chaos ahead of this November's election.
The Republicans have to decide, who do they serve? Donald Trump or the American people? Are they here to solve problems? Or just weaponize those problems for political purposes?
The $118 billion package also includes aid for Israel and Ukraine. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials say that the death toll from wildfires that ravaged central Chile for several days has increased. Here's VOA's Rick Pantaleo with more.
The official death toll from the wildfires that devastated central Chile has increased to 131, and more than 300 people are still reported missing as the fires appear to be burning themselves out. The fires in Valparaiso are said to be Chile's deadliest disaster since an earthquake in 2010. Officials have suggested that some could have been intentionally set. The United Nations, in a statement, has offered its condolences and announced assistance. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
A reported split between President Volodymyr Zelensky and his top general is raising concern inside Ukraine on the country's ability to fight Russian aggression, even with continued support from the allies. For VOA, Anna Chernikova reports from Kyiv.
Victoria Nuland, Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs of the United States, made another visit to Kyiv this month amid reports of an internal brewing rivalry in Ukraine.
Ukraine is stronger and more resilient this winter than when I visited here last winter.
Nuland's visit came as a split between President Zelensky and his popular commander-in-chief of the armed forces, Valery Zaluzhny, became public and difficult to hide. Zelensky has informed U.S. officials he intends to replace Zaluzhny. Ukrainian analysts believe that the threat of internal destabilization is high, and Nuland's visit may indicate the allies are worried about it too. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
Millions of people across Turkey mourn the loss of more than 53,000 friends, loved ones, and neighbors in last year's catastrophic earthquake. To mark what it calls the disaster of the century, the government arranged a series of events to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the disaster. In the capital of the southern province of Hatay, angry crowds jostled with police as officials were led to the commemorations. A mayor was greeted with chants calling for him to resign, while the health minister was jeered and booed as he gave a speech. A moment of silence at 4:17 a.m. marked the time the quake struck. The United Nations' top human rights body expressed concern over the pattern of harassment against members of former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan's party ahead of this week's parliamentary election. During a news briefing in Geneva on Tuesday, Liz Throssell, the spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, urged Pakistani authorities to ensure a fully free and fair voting process. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.